What are you doing?
I'm building a tower. What's it look like I'm doing?
It looks like you're heading for that drugstore across the street.
Yes, that's what I do every day after school. You should know that.
But you always buy a candy bar there.
That's right.
Why?
Because I like candy bars, especially the ones with nuts.
But those aren't good for you. They have lots of calories and nothing to keep you from getting sick.
Want one?
Sam, I'm trying to make a point here. By going to that drugstore every day after school, you have formed an unhealthy habit.
I do want to be healthy.
Well, going there isn't going to help you very much, is it?
What should I do?
Make a new habit.
Like what?
Well, do you see Mr. Habib's fruit market over there by the bank?
Mr. Habib is a great guy. He can whistle two notes at the same time.
How about after school you go there instead of the drugstore?
Mr. Habib doesn't sell candy bars.
But he does sell apples, pears, and mangoes. They're sweet, delicious, and filled with things that will make you healthy. That way you can still buy an after school snack. But your new habit won't rot your teeth and make you as fat as my Uncle Sydney.
What if I get hungry for a candy bar?
Then you eat an apple instead. Pretty soon, your brain will think, I'm hungry, I want an apple.
Okay, let's go see Mr. Habib. He's from Lebanon, you know. Do you think all people from Lebanon can whistle two notes at the same time?
We can ask him.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, he established a health plan for every creature on earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.